Welcome to Perry Fairway's Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Dustin Taze, and this is the first part of our conversation with Iowa State Senator for District 10, Jake Chapman.
So this legislative session looked a little bit different as the coronavirus pandemic was still affecting many areas of life. Now, this year for this session, you know, how different were things? I know a lot of technology was brought in to really manage the session, including Zoom calls. So, you know, what did the session look like this year?
Yeah, you know, I think that's a great point that you brought up. As I've talked to my colleagues and even those on the other side of the aisle, we did implement some technology that hasn't been used in the past because of COVID. And I think everyone has been very pleased with how we've conducted this legislative session. And I think we've actually brought a whole new level of transparency, frankly, to the legislative session. People that couldn't have come down for subcommittee hearings in the past, now we're able to do it remotely through Zoom. And I think we actually had a much wider and more diverse participation in the committee process than what we've seen in the past. So I think there really was a positive outcome when it comes to the process with COVID-19. But, you know, when we came into this legislative session, we all knew that things were going to operate a little bit different than they had in the past, but it didn't change the priorities and it didn't change our approach to being big and bold when it comes to the policy changes we needed this legislative session.
Now, in terms of that, you know, you mentioned the Zoom and people being able to be more involved with that committee process. Is this something that lawmakers may look to include in the legislative session, even if the coronavirus pandemic is no longer ongoing?
I think it's a great question, and it's one that we'll certainly have over the interim. We'll definitely have those conversations. I certainly think that there is a benefit to having that technology. Certainly, there is also an advantage to having people in person and being able to have that communication face to face, but perhaps it will be a new thing that we're going to be able to incorporate moving forward with or without COVID-19.
Now, the session ran a little bit longer than normal. It was supposed to end on or around April 30th, and lawmakers were still engaged in budget talks. Can you just talk a little bit about how those budget talks ended up and some of the reasons why it kept lawmakers in the Capitol a little bit longer?
Yeah, you know, I've always held the opinion that we're not going to force ourselves to adjourn simply because there's an arbitrary deadline. We're going to stay as long as needed to get the work done that we came to do. And that's exactly what we did. You know, there was negotiations and conversations. When you're spending $8 billion of taxpayer money, there's going to be differences of opinions when it comes to how we're going to appropriate those dollars. You know, I was ultimately pretty pleased with the outcome. I think, you know, the fact that we were able to pass a sweeping tax reform bill that eliminated triggers, that ensures that $1 billion of tax relief goes into effect and also provides over $100 million of property tax relief, those are big things. Those were things that I know Senate Republicans felt very strongly about, that we were willing to wait and stay as long as necessary to get those done. We were able to accomplish that along with a whole bunch of other things. But ultimately, we wanted to make sure that we're living within our means. And Iowans have had struggles over the last couple of years, and our focus was and continues to be fiscally responsible. So when hard times do come, we're able to weather those storms. And I think Iowa is a shining example of how a state who is responsible with their budget year over year can weather difficult times. And that's what we have done during this pandemic.
Now, throughout this 89th Iowa General Assembly, there were various pieces of legislation that kind of took center stage. One of those being the Back the Blue bill. Can you just talk a little bit on how that bill ended up and really what's all included in that?
Yeah, no, again, that's a really good piece of legislation that provides some immunities for our law enforcement officers. There's a number of components in there. You know, what we saw with the rioting, these were not peaceful protests. These were looters. They were rioters. They are criminals, you know, blocking roadways. Iowans can expect and have a constitutional right to free movement. And so we've enhanced the penalties. In fact, that was a bill I filed 4 years ago to enhance the penalties for those who block our roadways. And so that was a component of it, and the enhancement of that penalty. One of the other things we saw, a tactic that was being utilized by these criminals, was using lasers to shine lasers in the eyes of our law enforcement to prevent them from being able to do their jobs. We included that. But again, I think that the big component of the bill was was providing some liability immunities for our law enforcement. Look, these are the brave men and women who get in the uniform every day, you know, peace and prosperity and also criminal activity. And so we wanted to make it clear. We wanted them to understand that we have their back, that we support them, that Iowans support them, and that we will continue to support them. So another really major piece of legislation that has really good effects for our law enforcement and being able to recruit those who want to serve into law enforcement.
Now, as the legislative session kind of wound down, there were a couple pieces of legislation that kind of related directly to the coronavirus pandemic. One of them was a mask, not really a ban, but they were making it to where certain areas could not require masks, namely one of those being schools. Can you just talk a little bit about the thought process behind that and making it so that, you know, places like school districts or counties and cities could not require masks?
You know, I think the theme for this legislative session has been freedom and, you know, allowing parents to make decisions for their children. And about a month ago, we began to have some conversations in our caucus about the number of Iowans who felt like their rights were being violated, particularly when it came to their children and being able to go to school without masks. There was a concern from the schools about what kind of liability they would be exposed to. But we felt it was appropriate and necessary to pass legislation that would restrict schools, cities, counties from implementing policies or ordinances that would require masks. We also, in connection with that, also passed legislation on the vaccine passport, meaning government-issued identification that you've been vaccinated. Again, this is a way to discriminate against those who have chosen not to be vaccinated. So again, we provided protections under both of those scenarios. When we adjourned, I actually stayed around so I could sign that law because it went into effect immediately, and we rushed it down to the governor's office. And as you know, I think it was around 12:30 in the morning, she signed that piece of legislation. Again, we believe in freedom. We believe in liberty. We believe in personal responsibility. And that really has been and is the theme of the 2021 legislative session.
And that was the first part of our conversation with Iowa State Senator for District 10, Jake Chapman. You can find his story online at raccoonvalleyradio.com. The Let's Talk Dallas County program is brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.